Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, trying to organise a healthy, nutritious and yet attractive school lunchbox for school children that they'd actually eat is one of the never-ending tasks in households across the country. But the expansion of the Free School Meals programme has removed that job for thousands of students and parents. Evelyn O'Rourke has been to one school in Carlow where the expansion of the hot meal scheme has been warmly welcomed, and teachers say that the positive impact of the dinners during the pupils' day is really significant. And Evelyn, you went to visit Carlow Town Educate Together, and they have their own kitchen.
Yes, they do indeed. Oh, you'll love this. So Rhonda and her team there in Carlow Educate Together, they prepare and cook hot meals for the pupils every day. And it's something that the students and staff and the whole community really welcome, as you'll hear. The school is a DESH school. Urban Band 2 was opened in 2008. And Simon Lewis is the principal here, and he's a real advocate for the positive impact of this programme. And it's just lovely to be there, chatting to the pupils, having a good look at their choices. And the lovely cooking smells, Claire, that waft through the building adds to the general cheerful and colourful atmosphere there. So here Simon Lewis starts by welcoming me to the school. Then we'll hear from him and Rhonda, who is the catering team leader.
Hello Evelyn, you're very welcome to Carlow Educate Together.
Thank you very much. Yes. So tell me a little bit then about this school. The building as such opened in 2015, but the school itself has been around for longer.
The school's been around since 2008, where it's an Educate Together school and 420 pupils in the school. There's two classes per stream, so 16 mainstream classes, two autism classes, and I think we have about 50 people working in the school between buses and secretaries, caretakers.
Big car park, I figure that, to be fair. Well look, as we come through the doors here, I get this smell of beautiful food.
We're very lucky that we've got a kitchen within our school. They make food every single day for every child in the school. We're really, really lucky with it. We don't have any waste. We don't have any...
A bit of excitement there in the background.
We do. We have assembly on at the moment, so lots of excitement. But we decided we want to have the kitchen on site because we found with previous situations that food coming in from the outside, there was a lot of waste. Whereas now, every morning, the kitchen knows how many children are in, so they can prepare the right amount of food. So we have very little wastage. It's really, really helpful. And again, we can cater for a lot more diversity, whether it's allergies, whether it's dietary needs. Things can happen very quickly because everything's on site.
Two more bolognese and a vegan.
And one vegan, yeah.
Rhonda, it is all go in here in the kitchen. Talk to me about this kitchen here.
We start at 7 o'clock in the morning. We get ready for breakfast, so endless amounts of toast and cereal, and they get fresh fruit chopped up for breakfast. And then while I'm doing breakfast, the women are in here getting ready.
How important is it, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's really important, especially really? At the moment when people are struggling with, you know, finances and everything else. I mean,
they guarantee that they'll
have a hot meal and they'll have a snack and they'll have breakfast if they really need breakfast. I mean, we've got, I'd say, 100 kids come in for breakfast and then they get a hot meal at 12 o'clock or 25 to 1.
And you reckon that the impact is visible,
yes,
of that?
From the kids telling us how delicious our food is.
They'd be good for giving you reviews, I imagine.
Oh, the children are always good at giving reviews. They're very honest.
God, I'm so envious. Every school needs a Rhonda. So things have really moved on because not only are they getting hot meals in school, but they can order their food choices on an app.
Oh, I loved this, right? This is a great system. So each child has access to the app on their parents' phones, right? So they select their choices for each day.
Great.
And you can do this for up to 3 weeks before the day, but you can change your mind, Claire, for 24 hours beforehand if you have a little change of mind. And the menu, wait for this, right? Lasagna, tortellini and mascarpone sauce. I don't know about you, but we weren't having that in school back in the day. Chicken and cod goujon seem particular favourites with the pupils. So here Elizabeth O'Brien talks me through the app and how she orders her choices.
My name's Elizabeth and I'm in fifth class.
So Elizabeth, you are holding a phone here, right?
Yeah.
And the reason you're holding the phone is because you're going to teach me all about this amazing app.
Yeah.
Okay, explain to me, how do you order your lunch?
I have my own account.
There's your name, Elizabeth O'Brien.
Yeah, user info and history. Say if you've got a dairy allergy or a gluten allergy, things will come up. Say if dairy allergy, nothing like that will come up. So you can only order stuff that's suited for you.
So okay, so what's the next step then?
So you click the make an order button and you usually order about a month ahead.
So you're going to Friday the 17th of February.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's it offering you?
Bolognese, and there's a vegan bolognese.
Good,
beef lasagna, chicken curry, sweet chilli chicken and a sandwich if you don't want a hot lunch.
So you're now going, what do I think I like on that day?
It's always changing, so there's different food for every day and you can choose what you want. So I'm going to go with beef bolognese.
Beef bolognese. Like, you like beef bolognese?
Yeah.
And you like the one that's here in the scoop?
Yeah, it's really, really good. The sauce is tasty. But I can see what I'm ordering for tomorrow, which is chicken and broccoli bake. Yeah.
And say if you have a panic attack at home and go, I'm not in the mood for chicken and broccoli bake tomorrow. How long in advance can you change your mind?
Well, I can change what I'm having for tomorrow, but I can't change, say if I don't want it today, I can't change that.
Well, that's fair enough, because yeah. Rhonda has to get the food in and all that. That's okay. So what have you picked for Thursday the 9th of February?
I've got bangers and mash with peas and gravy. Yeah.
What do you think of the food here?
It's really nice. There's a lot of variety of food to say, even if you're a different religion. Like, there's lots of halal food, so there's usually something for every day if you don't, say, eat meat or...
Okay, really what is. Could I have now? Give me another option. Say if I was eating here on the 20th, what would I pick? Let's see.
So there's...
Ooh, the chicken looks good though, doesn't it? You can have spinach and ricotta tortellini with tomato mascarpone sauce.
Yeah, that's nice.
In school, in Carlo, on Thursday. Fantastic.
There's so many positives to this.
I'm on my way.
The school team, though, told you that the positives are not just linked to the food, but the effects spread out in so many ways, Evelyn.
Yeah, I mean, the positives, you know, they're obvious and endless, you know, particularly as the food is prepared there on site. And there have been concerns in the past from other schools that there was a lot of food wastage. But they're saying, look, because they're on site, you know, they can monitor the food. If something isn't popular, if they try a new sauce, Rhonda gets a review immediately, they can modify it and they can respond to the children's taste soon, and there's minimal waste. The packaging is reused and recycled on site too. But the education around the food is having an impact, right? They have a garden, are you ready for this? Where they grow the food, of course, and cook it as you do. They have a chicken coop, for example, and the teachers are really enthusiastic about it all. So here Mark O'Brien, Elizabeth's dad actually, who's a parent and a teacher, talks about the background to all this. He explains how he and his colleagues got funding to visit European schools to research food programmes, which led them to setting up their own school kitchen in Carlow.
I've worked in deaf schools in Dublin and I've experienced working in schools in Cork as well. There was a few things I was kind of a bit concerned about, and especially kids who really need good sustenance, some of them, and need good quality ingredients. It was being kind of mass produced. One thing that concerned me hugely too was the amount of waste. Lots of the kids weren't kind of finishing sandwiches. It was huge amounts of plastic packaging, and we did a bit of research on childhood obesity levels, and we did research on kind of nutrition. So we found in France there was really good food production in schools, in Finland. As part of an Erasmus project, we went to primary schools and secondary schools, and I suppose we got kind of real life experience. We were really impressed by the quality of the food, I think, in the different countries. And then when we came back to Ireland, we started approaching different kind of food companies, and it's the school food company from Limerick. Had a really good idea. We transformed one of our kind of spare rooms in the school into a kitchen, and firstly, we very little waste anymore, food waste or packaging.
Nothing's been transported, it's been made here.
Absolutely, yeah. I think the kids are getting healthier food, and one thing we were really struck by when we went to France in particular, kids chat over food, as do adults. It's a really nice way to be, and I think there's a bit of a culture in Ireland in schools where the food is just shoveled into you as quickly as possible and get out to the yard. And we did try to kind of create a bit of time in the day where, even for children's kind of social development, it's kind of important to develop a healthy relationship with food and to be able to kind of chat to each other over lunch. So we're trying to get children into eating healthy food in a kind of in a pleasant atmosphere from a very, very young age, to try to develop, I suppose, a lifelong good relationship with food. But we developed the school garden and the polytunnels and the chickens. Yes, and
the knock-on
kind of
effect of this is incredible.
Yeah. So we can do cookery lessons in the classroom with the kids, where you're kind of, you're growing the stuff and picking the stuff and use that development of a kind of a positive relationship with food, and even to do with kind of sustainability. I don't know, I think there's an enormous amount of learning to be done around food, and it can offer huge learning experiences both inside the classroom and outside of the classroom. I think there's a huge amount of kind of social value and social knowledge being shared with the kids in these kind of ways, using food as a kind of a conduit, I suppose, a prop to do it. But I think they all kind of tie in together.
So huge benefits. But we touched on this before in the programme when we heard about, you know, additional funding being needed for this, and some suppliers then being critical about the expenses involved.
Yeah, I mean, the scheme is expanding rapidly now. Food services now to 1,600 schools and organisations benefiting 260,000 children. But some school meal suppliers across the country are warning that due to inflation and set rate for meals, which have been frozen for many years, they can't provide the service they'd like. And for thousands of pupils in schools on the scheme from when it started back in 2003, the rates for their meals have not increased. For example, newer additions get a rate of €2.90 for lunch, but the 2003 rate is €1.90. So the minister has carried out a report on this from the Department of Social Protection, Heather Humphreys. We're told she's reviewing this, so we await results from that.
But back to Carlo Educate together. That food, as we heard, is made on site, so they're going to be able to manage their own budget. The children are full of praise about the food, but you had to check it out yourself. So you joined them for lunch, Evelyn, did you?
Oh, listen, I get stuck in, Claire, you know me. The trolleys were wheeled in, so I joined the school lunchtime period in Mark O'Brien's classroom, and we even then got a visit to the chicken coop.
Okay, guys, so time for lunch. Okay, here you go, Amanda, Esther.
What's Esther getting?
Esther is getting beef bolognese and pasta spirals. Abdrahman?
Yes.
Wisdom? Chicken curry?
For parents, it's great.
And look, I'm a parent too, and I have two kids in the school here, and it's amazingly easy walking out the door every morning without having to think of, like, what am I going to put into their lunchbox, like, you know, because I know both of them will get fed here today, and, you know, yeah, that makes a big difference.
So, Wisdom, you were having chicken curry today.
Honestly, I wish chicken curry was on the menu every day, but I have beef bolognese and pasta, so those are on the menu, and I think they're really good as well.
And tell me about what it means to you to have a hot meal here in school.
Yes, yum yum.
Do you think, Wisdom, that you work much harder when you've had a hot lunch in school?
Yes, it's like a power up. Gives you energy and strength.
Give me your three top meals that you like here.
Tortellini, chicken curry.
Chicken curry, yeah.
And
I heard that the chicken goujons are excellent.
I like the cod goujons.
If I give you lasagna, are you going to be sad or happy?
Well, on Wednesdays before, we always had lasagna, so I got a bit bored of having lasagna.
Oh yeah, you get bored of lasagna. Yeah. Making our way to the back of the yard here where the chicken coop is, and we met upstairs and you said to me there's a chicken coop, and I didn't really believe you, and here we are.
Yeah, this chicken coop, we have two chickens here. This chicken that I'm holding right now is called Trouble. How old is Trouble exactly, Emily?
She's around 1 year old.
So what's your name?
Marcella.
And Marcella, do you like having chickens in school?
Yes.
Louisa, and you are holding beautiful
chicken.
Chicken call penny.
Yes.
Yeah. Why do you have chickens, do you think?
Well, I think the main reason they chose to have chickens is it's a nice thing, you know, because we have a few kids that are in the integration classes, and it's quite calming to pet chickens and stuff. And it's also great fun to just watch them run around in their little coop. So the actual chickens, as long as we stock up their food and water every couple of days, they are fine. Once a week, we clean out their coop over there.
So you love the fact that you have the chicken coop here as part of school?
Yes.
You come to visit her a lot?
Yeah, mostly every day.
I'm sitting here thinking, if you could just stop making dinners at home. You know, the tyranny of the daily dinner.
Imagine. Hand it all over to Rhonda.
Hand it over to Rhonda. That's Carlow Town Educate Together. It sounds like such a great school. Simon Lewis and his team there. Evelyn, thank you very much for bringing us that report. And a reminder that you can listen back to this item online. You can listen back to all of our shows. Just go to rte.ie/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts from. In the headlines, 126,000 Ulster Bank accounts have been frozen since the departing lender began the process of winding down customers' use of its services in November. And that's it. That's all we've time for today. Thank you very much for listening. Today's programme was produced by the series producer Alistair McConnell, research by Kieran Dunn, Louise Kerr-Ross was our broadcast coordinator, and Mark McGrath was on sound. We're back with you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. But now it's over to Louise.